This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. China is slapping additional import tariffs on 25% of $16 billion worth of U.S. goods. The tariffs range from oil and steel products to auto and medical equipment, according to the Commerce Ministry. The ministry responded to the U.S.'s decision to slap 25% tariffs on another $16 billion worth of Chinese goods by saying this is a very unreasonable practice on its website. Democratic Republic of Congo President Joseph Kabila is to step down. A spokesman said Wednesday Kabila will not stand in December's presidential election. Former Interior Minister Emmanuel Ramazani Shadari will be the ruling coalition's candidate. The announcement puts an end to years of speculation about whether Kabila would defy term limits to run for a third term. Zimbabwe opposition politician Tende Biti has been arrested at the Zambian border. Biti's lawyer says his client was detained Wednesday as he was attempting to cross the border into Zambia in a bid to gain asylum. Biti is one of nine members of the Movement for Democratic Change Alliance, wanted by Zimbabwe police for inciting violence following last week's presidential election. The MDC alliance claims was rigged. The election was rigged in favor of President Emmerson Mnangagwa. U.S. officials respond to the reimposed sanctions on Iran on Tuesday, sanctions that were originally lifted under the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement. The U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert Tuesday called on Tehran to reach a broader deal that will address what she calls its destabilizing behavior.
The United States is willing to engage in talks with the Iranian regime, but we're looking for a commitment that they're willing to make fundamental changes in their behavior. Iran will need to think seriously about the consequences of its behavior.
More coverage on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Indonesia's disaster agency says the death toll from the earthquake that shook Lombok Island on Sunday evening has risen to 131. A spokesman said there are reports of other deaths, but they still need to be verified. He said the death toll is expected to increase. Pakistan's opposition parties gathered in Islamabad to protest what they said was rigging in last month's polls. Sherry Raymond is a Pakistan People's Party lawmaker and opposition leader in the Senate.
The manner this election was conducted, the mass scale of rigging, the way the RTS result transmission system mysteriously stopped overnight, the way our polling agents were removed when the counting was done.
The protest Wednesday was called by Pakistan Alliance for Free and Fair Elections, an 11-party coalition formed last Friday. Leaders of various parties demanded senior officials of this election commission of Pakistan to resign for failing to stay neutral.